school's boring, or you've never been to these schools.
Today, we train for some of the coolest jobs on the planet.
Stalker right. Oh, that's cool.
Vanessa learns how to handle the awesome power of the most unstoppable Jeep ever created.
Woo-hoo! I make my underwater acting debut with the weirdest, wettest troop on the planet.
And we are the loving truth.
Vanessa gets elite bodyguard training on how to protect stars, billionaires, and presidents.
Stop right there.
And Charlie sets the human race back 100,000 years by showing us how to live and go to school in the treetops.
So cool.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Cool schools.
I'm Alicia, and today on PMK, we're going to school.
Sorry, Alicia. I don't feel so good. I think you're going to have to do the show alone today.
Tyler, they're not regular schools. They're cool schools.
Okay.
We're also introducing a brand new member to our PMK team. Her name is Vanessa Lenches.
Vanessa is out on an adventure right as we speak. But PMK, in association with NASA, they've worked out ways so we can talk via satellite and link-ups.
Yeah, that's it.
So we'll just engage the live satellite link-up. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Alicia.
it's Tyler.
Yes, it is a beautiful day.
Oh, that's too bad. We lost the satellite feed. Anyways, that was Vanessa.
Because of her petite frame, we thought we'd ease Vanessa into her job at PMK with a light, non-physical adventure. Driving the most powerful land vehicle in the world. Driver's Ed before getting their license. But if you want to push this baby to the limits, Driver's Ed won't be enough. You have to go to a special driving school. This is the Hummer. It's used by the Army and Navy all over the world. Vanessa Lenges reporting for class, sir!
You don't have to salute me, Vanessa. This is driving school, not the Army.
This is Chad, my driving instructor.
Vanessa, the biggest difference between driving the Hummer and the Jeep on the road is that the Hummer is a lot wider than the Jeep. So you must be very careful to keep the vehicle in the center of the road.
This is the off-road course where Chad teaches his students. Check this out. It's called the Central Tire Inflation System. We can either add air to the tires or let it out. When Chad lets air out of the tires, they get wider and cover more ground. That allows us to go up steep hills like this! Light body and wide stance lets it climb a steep, side-angle hill much easier than a Jeep can.
It would probably tip over.
There's four-wheel drive! Then there's the real four-wheel drive. This ditch is a meter wide and 2 meters deep. A normal car could never attempt this.
That's because we're driving through on a 45-degree angle, and that way only one of our tires is in the ditch at a time.
So awesome.
Okay.
I didn't even have to join the army to drive it. All you military dudes, watch out. Whoa, 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 whoa.
That is our stalker. Evacuate the client.
Imagine picking up a star from her private jet and getting her safely out of the airport. Watch me and my fellow bodyguards put our lives on the line. Later on PMK.
This is the face of fear.
I'm hanging with nowhere to... no feet.
At the Outward Bound School in North Carolina, getting scared to death is good for you. This course is designed to be tough. By pushing themselves to the limit, kids learn to build confidence and to help each other. Dealing with failure is part of learning, too. But when you do succeed, victory is sweet. Welcome to PCS Education System Academy of Engineering, where you get to go to school and play at the same time. Solve problems like how to transmit power around a pillar using shafts. Hey, it works! Or how to design a bridge strong enough to hold this huge rock. Oops, back to the drawing board. But by doing experiments like this, you can see what it takes to build things in real life. And you do it all with Lego. It's a futuristic way to learn science and engineering. Here's a Lego gizmo that can climb a ladder. The kids use computer equipment to analyze their inventions. Cool school! Sign me up.
Tyler, we're supposed to introduce our next adventure.
I know. I've got a note from my mother.
A note?
Yeah.
Darsha, I'm sorry my son Tyler was late. He had to tack out the garbage. Signed, Tyler's mother. Do you really expect me to believe this? Look how bad the writing is.
Oh, well, I've got a note from my mother's doctor explaining that.
Dar Alicia, Tyler's mother broke her wrist. Signed, Tyler's mother's doctor. Hey, you know what? Whatever.
Nice shot. You call that a pipe?
What are you talking about?
Well, I know a little something about acting underwater. And let me tell you, this fish, he's a hack.
He saw it himself today.
This is Wiki Wachi Spring Theme Park, the only underwater stage in the world.
Mermaid is so sad. Now more than ever, she wants legs.
Twice a day, they perform a play here. It's called The Little Mermaid.
It's hard enough getting work as an actor. Try being an underwater actor. Ah, being a merman. But you can't just jump in and do it. You have to go to their school for underwater acting.
Hey, hi, Tyler.
Hey.
You think you have what it takes to be an underwater performer?
Of course, look at me. I swim like a fish.
To get accepted, I had to show that I was able to hold my breath for at least 30 seconds.
Congratulations, bud, you made it. It takes more than that to be an underwater performer, though. Follow me to the tube room.
You make the cut. You have to train every day for 3 months before you get to perform in front of an audience.
During the play, the actors have to stay underwater for as long as 30 minutes. But they don't hold their breath. They breathe through air hoses.
There's 14 hoses like this down there, which allow the performers to breathe.
If I breathe into that, my lungs will explode.
Yeah, actually, it will. What you have to do is just turn it on just a little bit like that. Then you want to breathe at it like that. Go ahead and give it a try. Just turn a little bit.
Like that?
Yeah, there you go.
Good.
Why don't you go ahead and put your mask on and we'll try to get in the water and do some exercise.
Air is pumped into hoses by a compressor. It is also filtered to make sure it is fresh and clean. As long as the actor can keep his calm and control his airflow,
doing good.
Everything is all right. But too much air at once, and boom, my lungs could burst like balloons.
All right, hold on there. I'm going to meet you down in the controls, all right?
Through the tube, I get to the main stage.
All right, now we're going to practice a ballet move, okay? I want you to do the pike. Go ahead and keep your feet straight, your toes pointed, and go ahead and round in a circle. Yeah, that was pretty good. You just want to keep your legs locked next time. Yeah, good job, bud. Okay, go ahead and meet me in the tube room, okay? All right. Great job, Tyler. You need to smile more when you perform.
Smile? I'm a child out there. I'm freezing.
Nah, you did a great job. Now you're ready for the most difficult part.
Swimming with a tail. It's the hardest part of being an underwater performer.
Swim pretty. Good. Nice and graceful. Now, keep swimming. Use your arms.
Remember, actors have to train for 3 months before appearing in the show. But Derek feels that I'm ready for a part in the performance after only 1 day of practice. And not just any part. The Charming Prince.
I wonder what it would be like to have legs instead of this tail.
Love does conquer all, on land and in the sea. And we are the loving proof.
Not bad for 1 day of school.
Riding the biggest bikes on the street can be hard and dangerous. Accidents are serious because you're not belted in. Balancing a super bike like this one and steering it through a corner takes a lot of technique. That's why these riders go to Keith Coe's Super Bike School. Keith and his buddies are experts on all the special techniques you need to learn to control one of these overpowered monsters. One subject you gotta know is how to choose a line through a curve. Go in too shallow and you might hit an oncoming car. Too deep and you go off the road. And the same techniques that make you a safe rider on the street will make you a winning rider on the track.
Hey, buddy. How would you like if your school were in a treehouse? Well, it might look something like this.
You're looking at an actual school. It's called the Treehouse Institute in Tequilma, Oregon. Kids' favorite course is how to build a treehouse. Now this is my friend Rick's treehouse. And as you can see, he's only used one tree. But if you'd like, you can use two, three, or even four trees. Now, let me show you my treehouse. A treehouse is only as good as the trees that support it. They should be strong, healthy trees with green leaves. Oh, now a hollow sound means a rotten, hollow tree. Listen. Hear that? Hollow, nothing there. Nobody's home. Moving right along. Ta-da! My treehouse. It's not bad, huh? It still needs a little more work, though. First, I made myself a plan. Now, a plan allows me to see my ideas before I actually have to build them. I got my plan from a library book on treehouses. Keep in mind, a tree is a living thing, so I've been careful not to strip the bark or cut off the branches just any old way. Remember, there's a right way and there's a wrong way. That's more like it. So as you can see, I've been busy. First, I installed two beams. Next, I built the floor frame. I secured the frame to the beams. I used a sheet of plywood for the floor.
I installed two triangle frames to help support the house and make sure the floor stays level. Don't worry, screws and nails will not kill the tree. For a safer treehouse, which do you think is stronger? That's right, it's the screw. These threads on screws help them grip, so they hold better than nails. They're also easier to unscrew, especially when I make mistakes. I'm going to keep my treehouse simple, because if I wanted four walls, a roof, a door, and a window, I'd stay in my bedroom. So, no roof. First, the support posts. The half walls. The railings. And a pulley so Mom can send me up lunch. A rope ladder I can pull up to keep intruders away. And a door. Thanks, Mom! Treehouses are so cool.
I'm at the Aspen Airport in Colorado. In a few minutes from now, Stacy Cannon, a local celebrity, will be landing her private jet right here. Copy that, 10-4. People who are famous often have to be protected, and that's why I'm here. I'm in bodyguard training school. This is the only place in the world where you can graduate with a degree to be a bodyguard. In this two-year course, students learn everything, from martial arts to handling a gun. But the most important thing students learn is bodyguard philosophy.
You're going to be back here.
To anticipate and avoid conflict before it happens.
Okay, the exercise we're going to be doing today is a stalker problem. We've got to protect our celebrity from a stalker. Okay, here's the letter that he sent with the picture. You know, things like, I love you, I know you love me, this is your last chance. The guy is obviously delusional. When we're out at the airport, you've got to have that picture memorized. Vanessa, I want to emphasize to you that you're riding in one of the most important positions, in the front limo. As I'm escorting the client towards the car, you're watching this area. If a problem arrives here and I have to engage it, then you have to come over and take my place and escort the client into the car to evacuate.
All right, so let's pretend I'll be the star, okay, and you can be me.
Let's say the problem's over there. You're going to put your body between the problem and the client. You're
right.
Going to grab her by the arm, and you're going to walk her over to the car, open the door, place your hand on her head, help her in so that you can leave as quickly as possible, and I'll take care of the problem.
Every agent on the scene is wired with the walkie-talkie. We keep in constant communication. I listen through this earpiece and talk through here.
Got it.
We go out in two cars. It's safer that way. In an emergency situation, our client can switch cars and continue on safely.
We're approaching the jet. Pull up as close as you can. Car number two, stop behind us and deploy your men. Vanessa, are you ready? Let's go. Okay, Vanessa, this is your area right here to the right.
Right.
Agent two, deploy and watch to the right. Agent three, you're watching to the left and to the back. I'm going aboard to bring out the client.
Our eyes are peeled for anyone who doesn't look right. It could be someone wearing a big enough jacket to hide a weapon, or someone who's approaching the client who should not be there. Anything could happen. We've got to remain alert to make sure things go right.
We got a pedestrian coming up from right rear.
Yeah, approach the subject.
Woman with the camera. Right. All clear for now.
Okay, we're exiting the jet. Okay.
How's your flight, Stacy?
Stalker right, stalker right.
Stacy, sit! Stacy!
That is our stalker. Evacuate the client. Call in the PD.
Grab the client by the arm, hard, so they realize there's something wrong. Cover the client as much as possible with my own body to protect the client from any physical attack. That's why we run bending over like this. If bullets are fired, we'll be a smaller target to hit.
Stacey. Evacuate and call
Stacey.
The police.
Stacy! Stacy, it's Sid!
Hey, come on.
Stacy!
Just settle down, guy.
Stacy!
Come on.
I've got something for you!
Hold still, hold still.
Now let's see that one again.
You really did a good job there. You identified the stalker before anybody else did. I went to engage him. You did the most important thing. You evacuated the client safely and got her out of there. Let me tell you, I'd have you on the ESI team anytime.
I'd be there.
Great.
Well, that's it for us.
Yeah, we're pretty much out of time. Right, Vanessa?
The Hummer started out as an army vehicle.
Yes.
All right. See you next time. Bye.